man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And these country gals as well. This is the Trump phenomenon here. Coming to you from North Dakota. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, and all of this beaming at you via the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network based in Great Round Rock, Texas. And we'll talk about Texas to start this show off here in just a moment. Boy, there's so much patriotism coming out of Texas. My favorite anecdote about Texas or Texas quip is, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as soon as I could. Anyway, we'll go to that. Today is what day? It's August 2nd, 2019. We'll be with you for 1 hour. You're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. At some point, that number is going to burn a hole in my brain, and I'm going to forget it one of these nights. 800-313-9443. Plenty of good news to report, but I said I'd start out with a Texas story. One of the news items today is that John Ratcliffe, great patriot congressman from the 4th Congressional District of Texas, was withdrawn. He wasn't put into full nomination yet, but the president said, I want to make John Ratcliffe my director of national intelligence, the DNI. It's a very important position. That's the position that James Clapper held in the Obama administration, and from which position James Clapper was able to be one of the planners, one of the initiators, one of the conspirators in the Destroy Donald Trump campaign, the fake Russian hoax, the worst crime in American history. That's right. Worst crime in American history. If you want to maybe qualify it a little bit, maybe the worst political crime, obviously 9/11 would be the worst, with 3,000 dead people, would be a more serious violent crime. But actually, in terms of its impact on the country, a good case can be made that the effort to destroy Donald Trump actually had and is having more negative consequences for the future generations of Americans than even 9/11. A good case could be made. But the kind of hard to say, you know, comparing murderers, which one is worse? Kind of not much to point really to resolving a question like that. But James Clapper, yes, one of the real killers. And the DNI, he was able to do that because of his great power as a director of national intelligence. Well, Donald Trump just spotted out there on the horizon. We've talked about this on this show. Why doesn't Donald Trump just appoint a whole bunch of really patriotic people to all the positions at the top of government to which he can appoint people? And then, wow, that'll make for much smoother sailing, would it not? Well, you know, in a fairy tale world, in a make-believe world, that would be true. But the case of John Ratcliffe illustrates why it hasn't happened and why it can't happen. Donald Trump First, Donald Trump's first problem in appointing really great patriots to every position is spotting those really great patriots. Okay, that's problem one, because they're not out there like all over the place. Second problem, getting them appointed to the position, in spite of a hurricane of abuse and opposition to the nomination or the appointment. And this was illustrated today. John Ratcliffe withdrew his name from consideration after conferring, talking at length with the president, and the president explained it at length today on the White House lawn. He said, I'm sorry to have to let John Ratcliffe's name go. He's withdrawn his name. And the reason is the hurricane of abuse that Ratcliffe got immediately upon Donald Trump suggesting him for the DNI. Now, why is there a hurricane of abuse against John Ratcliffe? Because he's a genuine patriot. Because he showed in the Bob Mueller hearing, Ratcliffe was one of the people who roasted Bob Beria Mueller. He fried Mueller. Donald Trump saw that. It impressed him. 48 hours later, he said, I'd like to have him as my director of national intelligence. Well, the deep state had a apoplectic seizure upon learning that, and they started their abuse campaign against Congressman Ratcliffe of the 4th Congressional District of Texas. Where is that, you might ask? Well, that northeast corner of Texas, the northern boundary of his district, the Red River in Oklahoma on the other side, the northeast corner, Texarkana, where Texas and Arkansas butt up against each other. And then the eastern line of his district, Louisiana there, just above Shreveport. And then the southern and the western portions of his districts, extending out the southern part of his district, almost touching Tyler, Texas, a great patriot city, Tyler, Texas. And then on the west, almost touching the suburbs of Dallas. That's the 4th Congressional District. It's a very white district, much whiter than Texas itself on average. And the but he's a real patriot, John Ratcliffe is. So his name had to be withdrawn. It makes my point. First problem, find a John Ratcliffe out there. And by the way, you say, well, find a patriot. Surely there are hundreds and thousands of patriots in the U.S. that Donald Trump could appoint to positions. Well, yeah, but that and $1.50 will get you a cup of coffee. To appoint somebody to be the director of national intelligence, this has to be a prominent high official somewhere in government or government-related undertakings. You're not going to appoint somebody who's a nice guy in, you know, nice guy in Texarkana. That's not going to get it done. You're not going to get that nomination through. This has to be a prominent person in government. There aren't a lot of those people who are good patriots. Donald Trump spotted one in the Mueller hearing. He said, I want to make him my DNI. He needs him as a congressman. So that's a sacrifice to take him out of Congress to put him in the DNI position. So, but then the hurricane began. And Donald Trump, he said today on the White House lawn, he asked him, are you willing to go through this? Do you want to go through this? It may take months. And they're going to do what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. You know, he abused me. Oh, he molested me. Oh, he's a criminal. He's a sex offender. He's a racist. He's an anti-Semite. Of course, I don't know if they're going to call people anti-Semites anymore. They have so many anti-Semites in the Demon Rat Party that they kind of, that charge is kind of a little bit harder for them to hurl. But surely the R word will come out. You know, he's a racist. He's a this. He's a that. And then go through false charges. All kinds of women will come forward. Oh, he raped me. Oh, he raped me back in junior high. He raped me in high school. He raped me twice in college. He raped me in the hallway. He raped me in after a hearing. It's an industry with the demon rats. Kavanaugh went through it. Trump went through it and is still going through it. It'll never end. When Trump says this may take months, no, it'll be the entire time that you're the director of national intelligence. But then now let me illustrate the flip side of this. How does the deep state protect itself? Well, alternatives to John Ratcliffe were quickly mentioned by the deep state. Right away, Rodney the Rat, let me say it the right way, Rod, it's actually, I believe, on his birth certificate, not Rodney, Rod the Rat Rodenstein immediately endorsed as a temporary acting director of national intelligence someone named Susan, I forget her last name. Somebody, a caller can help me. What's her last name? Susan somebody. Then another person who just out of the blue just immediately jumped up to say, oh, yeah, yeah, Susan. Yeah, we want Susan as a DNI. Was little Adam Schiff of California. Two of the worst deep state communists in America, Rodney the Rat Rodenstein and Adam Schiff. Why did those two people, you know, wake up in the middle of the night and call a press conference and rush to get in front of a camera to say, we want Susan, whatever her name is? Because that's a key position. And this coup d'etat against Donald Trump was launched from within the top of the intelligence services. CIA, John Brennan, traitor, should as a minimum go to prison for the rest of his pathetic life. Guilty of treason. James Clapper, director of national intelligence, should be sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole. In solitary confinement. No, don't give him that protection. Put him in the general population at, what's one of those really bad prisons? What's that one? Florence. Put him in the general population at Florence in Arizona. So they immediately spring forward with, they're trying to protect. This is at the top of the intelligence. You can't have a patriot at the top of intelligence. You can't have that. The possibility exists, for instance, that Mike Rogers, Admiral, I think, Mike Rogers, as the head of the NSA, may be the reason that anything leaked out at all about the coup d'etat. Joe DiGenova, which I haven't seen him on TV for a while. I don't know what's happened to Joe DiGenova. Maybe he's on vacation or something. Maybe he's given himself a well-deserved break somewhere on an island somewhere. But I need Joe. Joe, if you're out there, if you're hearing my voice, we need you, buddy. We need you on TV every day. We need you to have a show. Boy, you talk about the hardest hitting, most truth-speaking people in the whole business. Jeanine Pirro is one of them, and her frequent guest, Joe DiGenova. We've got to get you on TV. But Joe DiGenova, he has made a few really important comments and observations. One, I think it was he that said Mike Rogers is the guy who, he is the guy that we can thank for a lot of what the data, the information that we ever discovered about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, the lovebird sexting back and forth. How was that preserved? Remember, speaking of Beria, Bob Mueller, when the telephones of Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, these are two very highly placed people in the FBI and the Justice Department, at the top, Peter Strzok in charge of counterintelligence. Ooh, that's a top position. Lisa Page, the senior attorney for, what's his name? Help me, folks. Andrew McCabe, Andy McCabe. Remember Andy? We're meeting in Andy's office. I wonder who Andy was. P. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page sexed back and forth to each other. We're meeting in Andy's office. She was his top attorney. Senior people. So the and Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, here he is again. Pops up his rat-like head again. But they cannot afford. Mike Rogers might have been the guy that preserved that information. But when those phones got into the custody of Barry and Bob Mueller, what did he do? Do you know this? Have you noticed this in the news? No, we probably haven't because it's not reported. Barry Bob Mueller, according to Trey Gowdy, Mr. Integrity, I'm not talking about Gowdy, I'm talking about Barry Bob Mueller. Trey Gowdy vouched for Bob Mueller as the personification of integrity. Come on, Trey, get it straight. You knew that Barry Bob Mueller was a criminal. And at least now that you know, after the fact, that he is a criminal, at least say, hey, I got that wrong. Come on, say it. You've never been shy about speaking. Say it. Mueller's a traitor. Mueller's a rat. He's not the image of integrity. And John Ratcliffe called him out. Funny, that's a good name. John Ratcliffe, chasing a rat over the cliff. But we're not going to get John Ratcliffe as a DNI. We're going to get somebody else. But this is what Donald Trump has to deal with. He's got to get his not. It's not enough. He doesn't have the power that exists only in a fairy tale world. As president of the United States, he just appoints people to positions. And then they start working the next day on that position. Doesn't happen. He's got to get it approved. By whom? By the damn deep state. So it's a darn near a miracle every time John Trump gets a good appointment like Bill Barr. How did he sneak Bill Barr in? Well, Bill Barr's a former attorney general. So pretty hard for the deep state to vote against him. And he hadn't made a whole lot of waves in his history. And it just turns out, you know, that Bill Barr happens to have integrity, as far as we can tell right now. I mean, for example, one of the things he just did was to reinstate the death penalty for federal crimes. Thank you, Bill Barr. Just in time to deal with a number of traitors. Treason having as its ultimate penalty execution. Good to get the death penalty back going here. Get Sparky out of the closet, get it tuned back up, shine up those points, and get the contacts sparking there on Sparky. So of course, when convicted, of course, you execute people after they receive all the things that the demon rats don't want us to have, which is every single right contained within the Bill of Rights, every other right, every right in English common law, every right not even specified in the Constitution, but part of our common law heritage. After receiving every benefit of all of those rights, after conviction by a jury of their peers, after appeal that's denied, yeah, pull the switch. Not before. But so that's the story today. John Ratcliffe had to bow out. And that story has been repeated numerous times. Numerous appointments of Donald Trump's have been destroyed, derailed. And, you know, this Donald Trump has to go through this movie over and over and over again. We'll be right back after this break.
Timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We're back, folks. And you know, I was looking up here. I wanted to look John Ratcliffe up on his rating on the number one issue, which is immigration. And where's the best place to look people up? Numbersusa.org. I'll talk about that in just a moment. I'll notice here the engineer has sent me some callers, Nancy in California, Scott in New Mexico, and George in Texas. Let us start at the top of that list. Nancy in California, you're on the air.
Hello there. I missed you the other day when you were really angry, and I wanted to call and tell you I was just as angry as you were, and that listening to you made me feel better. But
Nancy, you know, thank you for saying that. Nancy, thank you for saying that, because there are different ways you can go. You know, all of us know this in life. You can get upset at something and you can make people feel better or make them feel worse. And so that's part of my art form, part of my duty, my mission, is that I have to somehow, you know, like tie a string around my finger and remember, I hope to leave the audience every day feeling a little bit better than when they tuned it in. But thank you for saying that, Nancy. I needed that. Go ahead.
You know what? It wasn't because you look through rose-colored glasses. It wasn't because you put a positive spin on everything. It was because it was your righteous indignation, and it is how I feel as well. And I was feeling so angry at the injustice, the hypocrisy, the evil. And to hear you voice my feelings and my thoughts was satisfying.
Well, thank you, Nancy. That's really that's so wonderful to hear, to have somebody say that to you. It's such a nice compliment. And you know, the thing about this audience, you know, Nancy, you epitomize the the incredible intelligence and character of people that, you know, typically in this audience. So to have someone like you say something as complimentary as that is really, really wonderful. And
Thank you, because we have butted heads in the past, but it was only because you didn't understand where I was coming from. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, no, now, see, wow, gee, I, well, you know.
It was a long time ago, and it was a long time ago, and I was mad at Patrick Buchanan. He had, basically, I felt like he had betrayed what he purports to stand for.
Okay.
Well, I can't remember the details. I like Patrick Buchanan, but sometimes I wonder if he's just really a turncoat when he needs to be, and then just plays along, you know, so I don't know. And sometimes I don't know about, I voted for Donald Trump. Sometimes I, because we, you know, it may be because we hear falsehoods, like supposedly he has said, we'll take their guns and then worry about the rest later. Is that true?
Yeah, well, now, I'm sorry, I missed your question. Ask the question again, I'm sorry.
Did Donald Trump say that we will take their guns? See, I thought he was a Second Amendment supporter.
He is a tremendous, no, he did not say that. And the,
there are lies.
Fact, yeah, and by the way, yesterday at his rally in Cincinnati, thank you for asking that, at the rally in Cincinnati, and I owe you an apology, which I'm going to give you in a second, at the rally in Cincinnati, Donald Trump, this is a quote from Donald Trump, you know, processed through my brain. For the Democrats, there is no Second Amendment. You can forget about it. And he said several times in the course of his 1 hour plus speech, he said, you know, I am dedicated to defending your Second Amendment, all of your Second Amendment rights. So, no, Trump has been incredible on the Second Amendment, incredibly good. He's delivered on what he said he would do. But now let me backtrack just a little bit, and you're bringing your memory's better than mine. So, but you're bringing back portions of my memory of a conversation, that conversation about Pat Buchanan. And I apologize to you, and I want to apologize to everybody out there that I've wrongly gotten into a spat with.
You already apologized a long time ago. You don't need to apologize again. And okay, thank you, well, though, anyway.
Well, I'll make a generic apology. Well, thank you for saying that again. Your memory's better than mine. Is that I am able of flying off the handle. So I, you know, they say count to 10, you know, and so on. I think I count to about 7. So, and, so I'm not
That's
terrible,
okay.
But
you're our day and age.
Yeah. But the, and something that we, all of us patriots have to deal with, this is very frustrating. So it's easy for us to lose our cool, because the, part of the art form of the deep state, of our enemy, Nancy, our enemy is their incredible deception. The deception is so great. So you, with everybody, we have to ask, hey, is Kelso for real? You know, is Kelso getting paid by some, you know, is Kelso getting paid by somebody? You know, you have to ask about everybody. And it, the only unfortunate reason for that is that the deception effort by our enemy, I guess our enemies plural, but they all tend to group together, is so astounding. It's so huge that, and we've had so many people that were, I just brought one up just a moment ago. You know, I put a challenge, I threw the gauntlet down to Trey Gowdy. I said, Trey, I want you to denounce Barry of Bob Mueller. Because
He's
I watched
made me
him.
Mad too.
Yeah, because Gowdy, you know, you watch him in a hearing, you know, he's grilling people, even grilling guys like James Comey. And you go, go, Trey, go. You know, man, this guy's our champion. He's really good. Look at him tear apart Comey. But then, at a crucial moment, he betrays you. Stay with me, Nancy. We'll talk about that right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John.
Hey, we're back, folks, talking about Big Bad Donald John Trump. And Nancy's calling from California, and I want to thank you, Nancy, for very kind words you've spoken here. And just to round out the thought that we were sharing, we've been betrayed so many times that it's I don't quibble with anybody who wonders about whether somebody is genuine or not in their professions of the movement. Because we've been betrayed so much, so it's natural to have a, you know, to be very skeptical. Nancy, thank you.
Yes, I think it's healthy in our, actually, I think that we need to be smart about what's happening. You know, I was trying to imagine some solutions, and can you imagine if instead of going to their court, because Bobby Fischer, the chess player, he said our court system in the United States is so corrupt. He moved to Iceland. And so if we just bypassed, we just ignored the courts. I had an issue with you. You had an issue with me. We would form our own court, gather some witnesses, and hold our own trial and honor the decision of what happened in our own people's court, you know?
Well, Nancy, surprise, mm-hmm. surprise. Your idea is such a good idea. That's what talk radio is. Talk radio, when you take calls. That's exactly what you and I are doing right now. This is the court of public opinion. And and we're on the same side here this time. And I hope, you know, in perpetuity.
Well, we were last time. There was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, let me extend out my understanding of skepticism from everybody. This extends all the way to those of you that are skeptical about Donald Trump himself. I'm not going to rail at you for being skeptical, even about the guy that I cheer so loudly for on this show, because I am convinced. And let me say this, folks. I go back through the verification process every time. His appearance yesterday verified everything that I've said or thought about Donald Trump. He was as good as he's ever been. What's that funny
song?
Yeah,
what we need to realize is that people are lying about him, and there are people that have infiltrated even into the alternative media arena to defeat.
Well, this is this game that we're in. Why should I? It's not a game, is it? It's a war. It's a life or death war that we're in,
right?
And that includes from their point of view too. The other side, it's life or death for us. It's life or death for them. For John Brennan, for James Clapper,
right? Because if they lose, they're going to get hung. Because if they lose, they're going to be tried as traitors, and they're going to lose their lives.
That's one possibility. That's right. That's a definite possibility. And also, they're going to lose their livelihoods. That's for sure. That's for darn sure. And they'll lose their reputation, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a life or death war. It's a battle between us. And so the measures that the other side takes, folks. Now, by the way, Donald Trump mentioned this in his speech yesterday. He said, you know, the left, you know, they do a lot of things. They screw up a lot. Et cetera, et cetera. But there's one thing they do better than us. They stick together. And he repeated that several times. And this is one of the keys to the success of the left, is that they don't they stick together. And
yeah, because they don't have any scruples, because they don't have standards, so they can be fluid when they need to be fluid, even with one and another. You know, one another.
That is one good diagnostic reason for that. There's another reason that they behave in that manner, is that you and I and all the people listening to this show, we're real individualists. We're really sovereign, independent-minded people. The left attracts a different breed of cat. The left attracts conformists who are herd animals, people who want to command and obey. You know, they like to crack the whip and put on the leather. These are people who like to torture and who like suffering. You know, that type of criminal, they go, well, why did this person do that? Why did they engage in this heinous behavior? Well, police chiefs have many times had to answer the question at a press conference, because he liked it. That's what he likes doing.
I think it's more that we're all going to hang together, or we're going to hang separately. I think that's what it is.
But Nancy,
your back, and you've got mine.
And patriots are individualists. We're individualists, so we're not looking for some way to join the hive, you know, to join the Borg and be part of some giant communist party. We don't want to be part of that. We want to be out on our farm, out in the country, you know, with our family. We want to homeschool our children. And so we're a different kind of person. We're the right-wing philosophy attracts us much more, because we are that different kind of people. And this is part of the explanation, folks, of why the deep state and the left seems like such a monster, that, you know, they seem to always know what they're doing. They seem to be coordinated. So one thing you can think of that is, well, there must be some master council at the top of this thing that meets, you know, every month and that controls the whole thing. They don't need that, because they're all, it's like one of these schools of fish where they all swim left, they all swim right, they all go up, they all go down together, because they're tuned into each other. And so they don't need a They don't need a leader fish saying, go left, go right. They just all do it together.
Yeah, they're partners in crime.
Yeah, yeah. It's in their nature is how I would say that. But Nancy, thank you so much for calling in. And
you're welcome. I enjoy your program. Bye-bye.
Thanks, thanks. Let's go to Scott in New Mexico. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jamie. I think that would be Susan Rice.
No, it's not Susan Rice. Well, oh, boy, that would be a red flag. No, no. There's another Susan. I just forgot her name. I learned it for the first time today. I'll look it up for you while you're talking. But yeah,
all right.
Listen
to this. You know, yeah. Trump is in charge of the executive branch. We have three branches in this government. And did you see that Comey is going to skate? Okay? He's as wicked as the world can be. And Comey, the DOJ will not prosecute him. Now, what bothers me is Trump's appointees are misloosed. They're you know, he doesn't appoint well. You know, and you've got a guy like, for example, Barr. He appears to be a bulldog. I hope so. But this initial appointment of Sessions, who has the prison business, private prison business industry, all senators and congressmen do. And they make money from paying nothing to prisoners that work in their confinement. But Trump being head of the enforcement, which is the executive branch, we're not getting any enforcement here.
Points. You raised several points. I want to. I'm going to argue the other side here, Scott.
Well, no, we're
I know, of course we are. But I just offered John Ratcliffe as the case in point. To illustrate to you, you mentioned, well, Trump isn't making great appointments. He made a tremendous appointment in John Ratcliffe. But he was aware. He actually didn't even formally file the appointment because he's aware how this game is played. Is that there's going to be a tornado of abuse against anybody he appoints, especially if that person is a patriot. And then that person has to weather that abuse. Did you watch the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is consistent. Okay. I agree.
Kavanaugh's a good appointment. Now, that guy had to watch his marriage jeopardized, his family, his children, everything, his reputation. He's an abuser. He's a child abuser. He's a rapist. He had to watch that on national television and sit there with his hands folded and just take it in the teeth. Now, who wants to endure that? Nobody. And so when you say Donald Trump isn't making great appointments, he is making great appointments. But I sketched out the two problems. One, he's got to find the appointee, hard to do. That has to be from among the ranks of prominent top people in government. You're not going to get some guy out of some guy out of the boondocks in Alaska who's going to be the, you know, attorney general. It's going to have to be somebody from within, you know, prominent ranks. Then that person has to weather the storm of abuse. And so that explains why Trump hasn't been able to just take your or my Christmas wish list of candidates and just put them in office.
I've got a question. Why doesn't he pick people that are wise, like yourself and others that are obviously in the know, and just pick regular
He just did. John Ratcliffe, Bill Barr.
Okay,
he hasn't picked.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we need more of those people that are disassociated with the Borg.
Yeah, but think about it for a second. You know, like just think from the point of view of the real world. What if you read in the paper that James Kelso has been nominated as Attorney General? No,
well,
that isn't going to happen. Or that Scott in New Mexico is going to be the director of national intelligence. It isn't.
Well, I bet we'd go for the juggler. We would go for the juggler.
No. We would go for a. It wouldn't turn out well. So Donald Trump, remember, one of the things that this is part of the Trump phenomenon. Thank you for opening this door here for us to talk about this. What, you know, I named the show the Trump phenomenon. What do I mean by that? I mean what Donald Trump is teaching us about winning. He's teaching us every day. In that rally yesterday, he was teaching you, me, all of us. If we listen, study, he is teaching us how to win. One of the ways he's teaching us how to win is insist on winning. That is, go for a target that you can actually hit. In other words, don't try to hit a target 3 miles away. No one's ever shot a shot 3 miles and hit it. But 100 yards, yeah, you can do it. You can hit the bullseye at 100 yards. So don't put your target out at 3 miles.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think the 20 election, I believe it'll be a landslide in our president's favor. I really think so.
I hope so.
People are, I think so. Unless they cheat the vote to such an extreme. You know, the Democrats love to bring in immigrants and teach them how to, it's like 40 mules, 40 acres and a mule?
Just
like your friend's vote, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of voting, Scott, let me bring up for you, I mentioned numbersusa.org. And let me say this.
That's a good site.
Yes, a very good website. Everybody ought to have that, marked on your computer there. Numbers USA, again, started by one man, and it wins. It's following the Trump formula. It's a very winning site. And they have a congressional scorecard. So I looked up John Ratcliffe, with whom I was not that familiar until this Donald Trump said, I want to make him my director of national intelligence, a hugely important position. Folks, by the way, what does the DNI do? The DNI is in charge of all U.S. intelligence in a kind of a coordinating position. He doesn't have an agency like the CIA or the NSA that he is directing, but he does super.
ABC bureaucracies.
As I understand it, he is sort of the nexus, the coordinator that connects the CIA to the NSA, to the Defense Intelligence Agency and all the others. There's 17 or more of these intelligence agencies. But now let me go to this. So at numbersusa.org, I looked up John Ratcliffe. There he is in Texas. And what's his score on immigration? It's an A. He scores an A. And I knew that was going to be the case because Trump nominated
him.
He's one of these great guys. And Texas is done very well, has a bunch of A's. Now, this guy that just announced he was retiring, Will Hurd of Texas, guess what his immigration score is? It is, let me look down here, F-.
How would Texans put this person in position?
Well, Texas is, I'll answer that question. Here are the, that's what we've got here. We got two countries, Scott.
Yeah.
We've got the America that you and I grew up in. We've got a few years on you. And then we've got the America that decided they wanted to camp out here and move in. And so it's two Americas. Now, Will Hurd.
And drag their culture up here and want us to accept their culture as they try to, actually they've come and broken our rules on the first step, breaking our immigration and our virtual fence to keep them out, you know?
Yes.
And then they they want to bring their culture and make you, look at Minnesota, case in point.
Yes.
You know, with the Muslims, the mudslides.
This is natural. Yeah. These are, we've got two peoples in the country. And so among the Republicans in Texas who get F minuses on immigration, I'll read some of the names. These are Republicans, that's what they say they are. That's what they say they are, okay? And they get F minuses from numbersusa.org, which is...
F minus.
Here are the names. They're kind of self-explanatory. Henry Cuellar. Veronica Escobar, Vicente Gonzalez. Hang on, Sylvia Garcia. Okay, so they get. But now there's some white guys in there, like Senator John Cornyn. He's a Republican. His score on immigration is F minus. He has never voted right. He's never voted patriotically on immigration.
No. He just likes the money that's inflated and will be worthless. So he'll be sitting on a boatload of paper currency because he's stupid, and he won't have any real sound money that's constitutionally deemed. You know what it is.
And, but let me put it this way: the demography is destiny. Those people I named, I'm not blaming Henry Cuellar or Joaquin Castro's another one, Veronica Escobar or Vicente Gonzalez or.
I'm talking about the squad. Yeah,
Sylvia
the squad.
Not the squad. I'm not blaming them for having ethnic interests that are different from mine and yours.
Yeah.
Now we got the music here. Stay with me. We'll be right back, Scott.
Life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I want to play just a little bit of Donald Trump here yesterday. It was magnificent, and I ought to shut up And let's listen to Donald Trump for a moment. I'll play this clip here, and I don't know whether it's going to have the exact quote I want, but it's all brilliant. There isn't a second of Trump's speech yesterday that isn't, epic.
I wonder why they forgot. The job of elected officials is to represent American citizens. The radical Democrats even support deadly sanctuary cities which release dangerous criminals onto our streets. Sanctuary cities. And many of the places that have sanctuary cities and many of the people that live there, they don't want them. They don't want them. They're dangerous. They're not good. Here are just a few examples. In San Francisco.
Okay, now he goes through a list of murders and rape and so on. It's wonderfully presented, but we don't have time for it here. The quote I was looking for is this. I believe Donald Trump is the real deal. And there are moments when that just comes through so clearly. You know, we all know how to read people. Hopefully you can read my voice. You can read, is Kelso sincere? Is somebody paying him? No, let me assure you, come over and visit me and you'll see nobody's paying me. Boy, do I just scrape by every month, with my kids. But Trump had a moment there. You can tell in somebody's voice. There's moments of authenticity. And yesterday he said, his quote was something like this. He said, we're finally putting America first. He said. Then as the crowd went wild, they're roaring, and he does what he did what he does at so many points of a speech. He steps away from the microphone to give the crowd, sometimes a long time to yell and cheer their approval. He steps, as he's turning away from the microphone, he says almost under his breath, and this is that moment of sincerity that I like to, there's so many of them. He said, we're finally putting America first. He starts to step away and he goes, it's about time. That was such a little, just that, that little moment. It's about time. That's a man who's 72 years old, and saying, it's about time, damn it. He didn't say damn it. Sometimes he does say that kind of thing, but he said it's about time. So my point being, folks, that this is... Oh, and there were so many wonderful moments like that yesterday. And, he speaks for an hour. Our show is only an hour long. We just ran out of time. I left George in Texas hanging. I left Rob in Illinois. Rob, I didn't even know what you were going to say. Please call back Sunday. Gosh, I apologize to Rob. And we'll see you all in the Trump Clubhouse on Sunday for a two-hour show, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you all for being with us tonight. So long.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.